give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Wednesday to you, and we are looking forward to a new outlook in our country after last night, and good to see a little bit of a correction being made, and good to see the people doing what they can do to make changes in our country, and that is at the ballot box. And we're thankful for the conservatives that were brought into office, and those who we pray will look to God and trust God for their direction and look to God for wisdom as they make decisions regarding the United States of America. And we're praying for our country on a daily basis. And of course, today's Wednesday, so we have church tonight, and we look forward to our midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church. Just concluded a marvelous Sword of the Lord conference with Dr. Shelton Smith and Evangelist John Hamblin, and wonderful, wonderful services. And God met with us, and God spoke to our heart, and decisions were made for Christ, and our hearts are stirred for revival and for soul winning, and just the old time way. And we appreciate those men and their ministry with us. And now we look forward to tonight's service as we again look ahead to this Sunday, which is our Turkey Dinner Sunday. And we're excited about what God's going to give us. Hey, you're coming, aren't you? Call and make a reservation. Email me, make a reservation. Just let me know your name and how many of you are coming. And we'll look forward to meeting many of our radio listeners on Sunday and sharing a turkey dinner with you as well. So come on out. We'd love to have you this Sunday, 10:30 for the gospel service, and then right after that, we go out and eat a wonderful, wonderful meal, and I look forward to seeing you on Sunday. Now, if your Bible's close by, Psalm 37, where the Bible says this, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord, and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth." I want to talk to you a few minutes today about the four F's of the Christian Army. Some civilians and most military personnel are familiar with the term 4F. 4F is a classification given to a military, someone who wants to get into the military, as he or she is not acceptable for service in the armed forces. Now, it may be due to medical or dental or other reasons, but that term, 4F, originated in the Civil War and was used to disqualify Army recruits who did not have four front teeth with which to tear open gunpowder packages. That's why they were 4F. While being classified 4F would have kept someone out of the service of our country, the opposite is true in the Lord's Army. And that brings me to what my thought is today, the four F's of the Christian Army. The first one here is in Psalm 37, verse 1. "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity." The whole psalm states about the happy state of the godly and the short-lived prosperity of the wicked. It really, you know, you could say, listen, don't be upset about the other guy. God is the righteous judge. He'll have the last say. Don't worry. You know, worry never solved a problem. Worry never paid a debt. Worry never alleviated a pain. Worry never made an enemy a friend. Worry never turned a wrong into a right. Worry is the interest paid by those who borrow trouble, and sometimes the troubles of tomorrow, which never arrive anyway. The worry cow could have lived till now, if only she saved her breath. She feared the hay wouldn't last all day, so she choked herself to death. Worry. Fret not, the Bible says. Dr. Robinson of Johns Hopkins Hospital says personal worry is one of the principal causes of physical ailments which send people to hospitals. He discovered that out of 174 patients, 140 were worrying patients. And 115 had worries directly related to their physical ailment. He said, we do not know why it is that worriers die sooner than non-worriers, but it is a fact. But I'm just simple-minded, and I would say, listen, when we're inwardly constructed, nerve and tissue and brain cell and soul, God constructed us for faith and not for fear. That's how we're made. And so when we live in worry, we're going against the way God made us. A Christian is known as a worrier is a poor testimony for God. You see, we're sending out a message when we worry. We're saying God is unable to take care of my problem. He's either not big enough or he's big enough, but my faith is too small, or I just can't bring myself to trust his power and willingness. Now, how do you break that worry habit? Well, number one, you live one day at a time. The Bible says, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Don't borrow tomorrow's troubles and bring them to today. And the second way you can break your worry habit is to lift someone else's burden today. I mean, go help someone. Go help bear somebody else's load. And it gets your whole mind and thoughts off your load and your problem. And then number three, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not to your understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, let your requests be known unto God. So take it to the Lord in prayer. So fret not. The second F is Isaiah 41:10, where the Bible says, fear not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will withhold you with the right hand of my righteousness. You see, fear is a close relative to worry because they both paralyze. So many today living in bondage to fear. I mean, we fear sickness. We fear failure. We fear inflation. We fear for our jobs. We fear for the prices of gas. We fear of food supply. We fear being alone. We have fear of germs, phobias, all kinds of fears and phobias. President and Mrs. Benjamin Harrison were so intimidated by the newly fangled electricity installed in the White House, they wouldn't touch the switches. If there were no servants around to turn off the lights when the Harrisons went to bed, they slept with the lights on. See, fear is a great enemy of the human race, and it will douche you and paralyze you in your Christian life. D.L. Moody said that some folks went to heaven second class and some go first class. He said the second-class people were those who David talked about in Psalm 56:3. When I am afraid, I will trust. But he said the first-class people are in Psalm 56:11. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. Jesus said, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, the world has all kinds of substitutes they try to give you to get peace. The alcohol, the drugs, the pleasure, the fame, the work, the wealth. No, but none of that works. Jesus says, fear not. Don't fear life. I lived it. Jesus says, I lived it. You don't. I've been where you are. So don't fear death. I died and rose again. Fear not eternity. I inhabit eternity. He's the remedy for fear. Have faith in God. That's the answer. Faith in his presence. Faith in his power. Faith in his promises. Well, we have fret not. Number two, we have fear not. Number three, we have faint not. Jesus said men ought always to pray and not to faint. Galatians 6:3, we shall reap if we faint not. Just the Bible has a lot to say about perseverance and faithfulness. Noah Webster worked 36 years writing his dictionary. Leonardo da Vinci worked on the painting of the Last Supper for 10 years. And he often got so absorbed he'd forget to eat for a whole day. Adam Clark spent 40 years writing his commentary on the Holy Scriptures. William Carey labored for 7 years before he led one to Christ in Burma. Oh, my friend, don't faint. In due season you will reap if you faint not. Don't be weary in well-doing. Go on in the name of God and in the power of his might. Oh, there's reasons people faint. They rely on their own strength. They don't eat right. They try to do too much or they try to do too little. Listen, you all kinds of reason for fainting. But stay in the Word of God. If you're in the Word of God every day, you won't faint. But if you feed on the television, you feed on soap operas, or you feed on primetime television, you're going to fall apart when the difficulty comes. A preacher came to visit a family, and a little boy was there, and mom and dad told him, now go get that book we read so much around here. And the little boy came back and brought the TV guide. Boy, that was embarrassing. Oh, listen, my friend, serve God. Fret not, fear not, faint not. And then lastly, Psalm 103, forget not. Forget not. Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Oh, don't live in the land of forgetfulness. Remembering will keep you grateful and humble. Forget not. He brushed his teeth twice a day. The doctor examined him twice a year. He wore boots when it rained or snowed. He slept with the windows open. He stuck to a diet with plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables. He golfed, but never more than 18 holes at a time. He got at least 8 hours of sleep every night. He never smoked, drank, or lost his temper. He exercised every day. He was all set to live to be 100. The funeral will be Wednesday. He was 63. He is survived by 18 specialists, 4 health institutions, 6 gymnasiums, and numerous manufacturers of health foods and drugs. He remembered everything, but he forgot God. He lived as though this world was all there was. And now he's with those who say the harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. It's a dangerous thing to forget that we are spirit, soul, and body. And the spirit is what you have left when you die. In 1923, when an earthquake that was Japan was struck with an earthquake that was called by the New York Tribune the greatest disaster in recorded time. Here's the statistics. It covered 45,000 square miles, hit 5 large cities with a combined population of over 7 million. Every building in Yokohama was destroyed. 3/4 of Tokyo was burned. 300,000 died and 2.5 million were left homeless. Disease and despair rode through the nation. Then help came, most of it from America. Food, clothing, medicine, workers by the shipload. The American Red Cross collected $10 million for the suffering Japanese, and they were grateful. The newspapers carried the headlines that read, Japan will never forget. But Japan did forget. In fact, 18 years later, she bombed Pearl Harbor in a sneak attack that cost many American lives. But are the Japanese the only ones who overlooked the past? No, of course not. No, the Lord said of Israel in Jeremiah 2, my people have forgotten me days without number. God blessed Israel, but they forgot him. Oh, my friend, when faith reigns supreme in my heart, listen, fretting takes a back seat, fear vanishes, the temptation to give up disappears, and the memory of God's love stays fresh in our minds. Oh, my friend, let's make sure that we're not. Let's remember these 4 F's of the Christian army. Fret not, fear not, faint not, forget not. Your life will be richer, your heart will be at rest, and you'll make a difference, and you'll have a wonderful testimony for our Lord. Well, let's remember those 4 F's today, shall we? Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody. I'll look forward to seeing you at church tonight, and others of us will be back to the radio broadcast, Lord willing, on tomorrow. And tomorrow I want to talk to you a little bit about 3 principles to seek after, and we'll look forward to that. All right, until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone. Because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.